Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
We're pleased to welcome Dave Hyde of the South Florida Sun Sentinel, a columnist who covers these Dolphins. Big picture, Dave, through two games, what are a couple takeaways for you?
Well, the big picture is, first, they won two games on the road, coast to coast. L.A. and New England. So just start there. That's the big picture, that they went on to, you know, two long trips, two big games, and come out with two W's. And the first one was all offense. The second one, the defense really saved them in a lot of areas on Sunday against New England. You know, they were put in a few spots there by a blocked field goal, by the decision to go for a field goal with a 55-yarder there in the end, and which gave New England the ball at the Patriot 45. There were a lot of spots where the defense had to come through Sunday night. So, you know, like everything else at this point, 2 weeks are still a work in progress, but it's a pretty good work in progress when you look at, across what they've done.
No doubt. And thinking about this AFC East matchup with the Patriots, a couple of times there are reviews on plays, either third down or fourth down. And we're talking about a couple of inches, including the very last offensive play for the Patriots that includes a lateral.
Yeah, it was almost a few years ago when Adam Gase was a Dolphin coach. They had the lateral down the field to kick off to win it when Gronkowski, of all players, was the safety for the Patriots. So it was almost like revenge of the lateral here. But, you know, and that was a pretty smart play by Mike Gesicki to throw the lateral. Unfortunately for them, in a way, Cole Strange, the guard, caught it and came up. You know, it looked like it was going to be a great finish there, you know, because it looked like he got the first down and the drama would be building there in the final seconds. But all of a sudden, they reviewed the mark, called him an inch short, and game's quickly over just like that. So the Dolphins made just enough big plays to win. It looked like it was going to be a real comfortable game for them for a while. And then, you know, there in the end, the Patriots came on.
How did the Patriots manage to limit Tyreek Hill, who was coming off a game in which he had more than 200 yards receiving?
When Tyreek Hill was with Kansas City, he had one catch, I think, for 28 yards in a championship game, AFC championship game against New England. So Belichick has some history of, okay, how are we going to deal with Tyreek Hill? And they came out playing three deep safeties, saying, okay, you Dolphins led the league with big plays in the opener against the Chargers. We're not going to allow any big plays. And there was a sub-message in that, I think, that McDaniel and Tua couldn't be patient and just dink and dunk and take what the defense has given them, that they're going to have to throw the big play, and we'll be waiting for that. And that, you know, Tyreek Hill was part of that. He's been dominant receiver since the time he stepped on the field with the Dolphins. And the fact he had four catches, or what was it, five catches for 40 yards, I believe.
Right.
When that hit. Really, it doesn't measure his impact on the game, and that the Patriots paid so much attention to him. There was one drive where a touchdown drive, Tua's big passes were to Braxton Berrios and River Craycraft, which told you what they were, who they were going to allow beat them and who they weren't. So, you know, I think both of their game plans worked. Belichick took away Tyreek Hill and the big plays, and And yet the Dolphins were smart enough to take what the defense gave them this game.
In this game, it was Raheem Mostert with 120 yards and a couple of touchdowns on 18 carries. The Dolphins able to run the ball effectively, which is certainly a great weapon if they're trying to protect Tua. So let's talk about Tua, Dave, because this has been the major storyline coming into the start of this season. What have you seen with the quarterback so far?
Well, he's not getting touched. I mean, he's been sacked once in two games. The Chargers had two quarterback hits in the first half Sunday. He wasn't touched. Nobody hit him. Part of that's he's really getting the ball out quickly, by play design and by his own ability to read, throw to the open spot, and rather than waiting for players to get open. So it's a fascinating offense the Dolphins are running with them. Quick, everything's fast. Not just the players are fast, but so are the decisions and his ability to get the ball out, which of course keeps him safe. But you saw him in the opener throw all over the field, and you saw Belichick take away things and demand to do some different things in Sunday night's game. It says something that the big Dolphins' problem in two games is the exchange from center to quarterback. They had three drops on Sunday. They had a costly one that made them try a 55-yard field goal that was missed, and the Patriots get the ball back. So, but, through two games, two has been pretty much everything you would hope for.
We're spending a few minutes with Dave Hyde, who covers the Dolphins for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So the Dolphins obviously have a lot of promise trying to build on last year's playoff spot in which they used multiple quarterbacks. But it's not just Tua. Where else have you seen the Dolphins over the past couple of years really build up this roster so that it's befitting of a team that can challenge for a division title and a playoff spot?
Yeah, the surprise so far, to be honest, is the offensive line. They came in, everybody in South Florida was like, oh, my God, they playing a back. Teron Armstead's been hurt, pretty much all offseason. And through two games, and Kendall Lamb, their backup, who is this guy? And they brought in Isaiah Wynn to play a backup at tackle, but they had to move him to guard because they were having issues there. Their story is pretty much every team's story on the offensive line. The problem is for the Dolphin fan for the past 20 years, they've never been able to put together a good offensive line. And yet through two games, it's been really good. I mean, Tua didn't get hit in the first game hardly. And then, as you said, Mostert ran for 121 yards and then 43-yard touchdown. He was untouched going through a hole between the center, Connor Williams, and guard Robert Hunt. If there's anything that says, maybe the Dolphins are really for real right now, it's just that. A lot of the questions have gone away through the first two games.
One of the things that appeals to me about the Dolphins is that they can beat opponents a variety of ways. So as you point out, they had so much offense in the opener. Tua passed for 466 yards. There was this incredible air attack where they were able to just get up and down the field. But it's a little more rough and tumble in this game against the Patriots, being able to win on the road. The only black mark is the kicking game and the special teams. And yet it seems like the Dolphins really can match up a variety of ways with whomever steps on the field against them.
The other team's going to have some firepower too, and that was sort of missing from the Patriots. There's really nobody you feared could beat you quick. Like the Patriots set up out of fear how the Dolphins can have a quick strike. The Patriots, even when they're trying to, it seemed like they had the ball a lot of times on the Dolphins' side of the field, and yet they're having to beat you with 10,000 paper cuts, little passes. And so I think as this progresses, as you said, the Dolphins can win through. They showed in the first game through a lot of points and throwing the ball over. They can win a more physical matchup as this game was. And their defense turned the ball over, three times tonight, which is something that, Vic Fangio's defense isn't a finished product yet, but you're starting to see a lot more signs in the Patriots game than the Chargers game what he wants it to be. And, you know, you're seeing guys emerge like an Andrew Van Ginkle, who, you know, finding a bigger role in this defense. But, yeah, they seem to be just what a lot of us thought when coming into the year. Very talented, and they're, you know, these two wins say something.
Vic Fangio is a former head coach in the NFL, obviously has had some success. What is the focus, or what is the primary objective of his defense as it comes together?
Well, the Dolphins were 24th in third down defense and red zone defense last year. Let's start there. Vic Fangio, the two stats that stand out with his defense, very good on third downs and very good in the red zone. And so it'll be interesting to see how this all works out, because the last few years since under Brian Flores, you know, style defense, the Dolphins led the league in blitzes, and they led the league in man-to-man and press coverage and everything. And Fangio goes the complete opposite way, where typically he has played zone defenses and not blitz much. You know, you talk to Javon Holland, he says it's 180 degrees difference for him. And I think there's a process, a learning curve for everybody here. And maybe part of that also is Fangio has to decide, maybe I should blitz more with some of the people I have. So it's not a finished product, but it saved a lot of people tonight.
Dave Hyde of the South Florida Sun Sentinel with us following Sunday Night Football. Dolphins now 2-0 on top of the AFC East. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So let's talk about that, because the AFC East, even in these first 2 weeks, has seen a whole lot of twists and turns. What are your impressions of the East now with everything we've seen in the first couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's the Dolphins or the Bills. I mean, and I think the Dolphins have the better roster. If Tua can keep healthy and keep playing as he is, I think they'd be the team to beat in the AFC East. It's hard to imagine that after what the run the Bills have. But, you know, Josh Allen has to be this guy he was Sunday all the time. He was great against the Raiders. And as bad as he was against the Jets, was as good as he was against the Raiders. So it'll come down, can Josh Allen carry the torch in the AFC East again? Because I really think the Dolphins have a more complete roster.
Tua obviously went through not just some physical, but some mental challenges coming out of last season. And I think what I've been impressed with so far is how easygoing he seems. Like, there really isn't any fallout. Even his story this week about Teron Armstead and not stopping for him on the side of the road when he was going to the facilities and his car was broken down. He just seems very comfortable. Have you seen any fallout at all from everything that happened last season?
He's been pretty much pretty honest, you know, from the time he came to the Dolphins, even when things weren't going great for him, obviously, with Brian Flores and everything. I remember asking him when all the reports, which were true, of the Dolphins going after Deshaun Watson came out. I remember asking him after a game if he didn't feel wanted by the Dolphins, and he said, "I don't feel not wanted." And so, I mean, he he's always been a very candid, and it seems like to us on this side of the questions up front with all and obviously he's responded really well to Mike McDaniel, you know, handing the keys to him, saying he's a really good quarterback when there were questions if he was, and it's paid off for both of them. You know, McDaniel came in here and he had two jobs, to win and as importantly, to find out who Tua was last year. And he did both of them. So, but as far as Tua's health, that's going to be, you know, that's an ongoing story. And it has to play out this whole year before anybody can say, okay, maybe that's moving behind him.
So far, so good. Dolphins look good. They've got two road wins, and they're sitting on top of the division. You can find Dave Hyde on Twitter at Dave Hyde Sports, a columnist for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. All right, now there's a lot to talk about with the Dolphins. It's great to catch up with you again, Dave. Thank you so much, and happy football season.
Yeah, thanks, Amy. Good talking to you.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
The venue's set. Families coming in from all over. It's her quinceañera. With all the excitement, it may be easy to overlook COVID-19. It's still a risk, and that's why it's muy importante to get this season's COVID-19 shot ahead of time. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. So let's set the date, vaccinate, and celebrate. Check eligibility and schedule this season's COVID-19 shot on the CDC site vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.